Retail sales increased in January, rising 1.2% year on year, indicating that consumers loosened their purse strings somewhat at the beginning of the year. And with COVID-19 spurring on a different kind of spend, one's left wondering what this spells for the sector moving forward. Joining me on the line with her analysis is Rizwana Samad from Nedbank CIB. Thanks so much, Rizwana, for your time this evening. So we have South African retail sales up 1.2% year on year in January, and that following a revised decline of 0.5% in December. So right at the top, let's start off with what's fueled this momentum, because this uptick, of course, happening pre-COVID-19 panic buying.
Sure. If you look at January tends to comprise back-to-school shopping. And so we saw a bit of an uptick in sales at all other retailers. This comprises books, second-hand goods, sporting equipment, and other items. We also saw a bit of an uptick in textiles, clothing, and footwear. Again, school shopping taking bulk of that. And food and beverages were also higher. Household furniture and appliances somewhat improving. Remember, people get their bonuses in December and probably spending some of that on appliances in January. So the low base combined with that seasonal effect of the start of the year for both work and school resulted in a bit of an uptick in retail activity.
So from the sounds of it, Rizwana, it really sounds like you're not expecting this to be sustained over the February period.
So if you look at February and then more recently in March, we've seen consumers now dip into some necessity purchases or panic buying, purchases of medicines, personal care products, food and beverages. And so we could see a bit of an uptick in retail activity, not so much so in February, but perhaps in March we could see an improvement in retail activity. But this is just purely panic buying. And in January, the print was driven by seasonal effects. So we don't really expect this rise in retail activity to persist throughout the course of the year. Certainly with SA in the depths of a recession and consumers' finances remain quite under pressure because of lower wage growth, we don't really see this being sustained. The only real way we can see retail activity rising on a sustainable and long-run basis is if we get better growth. That is something that SA is lacking currently.
It's in this context that we've got a whole lot of speculation doing the rounds at this stage in terms of just how much the South African Reserve Bank is going to cut interest rates come tomorrow, while a looser monetary policy stance in South Africa and globally might be supportive of spending. To what extent is the big question?
So if you look at the consumer recently, there's been a bit of a change in the BR Consumer Confidence Index released for the recent quarter, the first quarter. It shows that most consumers do expect a bit of a slight uptick in terms of their household finances. However, when asked whether the current period or current time is appropriate for them to buy durable goods, they've indicated that it's not. So even though consumers may be expecting a bit of a windfall from lower interest rates, a looser monetary policy stance, it seems as though they might use that windfall to, for example, pay down debt instead of bulk up on purchases. And so for now, while retail activity and purchases seem to be concentrated in necessities, going forward, any sort of interest rate reduction may result in consumers paying down debt and thinking about some of the savings more sort of prudently.
Rizwana, just how much of a cut are you anticipating come tomorrow?
So if you look at consensus, that ranges anywhere between 25 and 100 basis points. If you look at what's needed to sort of do anything to growth, we need a large interest rate reduction of about 100 basis points. If the SARB's targeting growth as a sort of mandate or to stabilize financial markets, they need to cut by a big proportion. And so the Nedbank view is of a cut of anywhere between 50 and 100 basis points tomorrow.
Let's leave it there, Rizwana. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Rizwana Sumad from Nedbank CIB.